Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Good morning, everybody. I'm Zoya Mateen, and you're listening to News18's Daybreak. Let's have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, in the first direct fallout after the Pulwama terror attacks, the government has begun to withdraw security facilities to top Kashmiri separatist leaders. Security of the six Kashmiri leaders, Mirwais Omar Farooq, Abdul Ghani Bhatt, Bilal Lone, Hashim Qureshi, Fazal Haq Qureshi and Shabir Shah, stood withdrawn as of Sunday. Now, the move comes in response to the attack on Thursday, one of the deadliest in Jammu and Kashmir, wherein 40 CRPF personnel were killed and five injured when a suicide bomber of the Pakistan-based terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed blew up an explosive-laden vehicle near the bus in Pulwama district. An all-party meeting convened on Saturday by Home Minister Rajnath Singh saw political leaders come together in their condemnation of all forms of this terrorist attack. The meeting was attended by the leader of opposition in Rajya Sabha, Ghulam Nabi Azad, TMC's Derek O'Brien, National Conference's Farooq Abdullah, Shiv Sena's Sanjay Raut, NCP Chief Sharad Pawar, Surendra Nagaram and CPI's Raja and CPM's TK Rangarajan. The resolution did not name Pakistan but asserted that India has been facing the menace of the cross-border terrorism which of late, it added, is being actively encouraged by forces from the neighbouring country. A statement released read as follows: India has displayed both firmness and resilience in dealing with these challenges. The entire nation speaks in one voice to express its determination to fight these challenges. Today, we stand united in solidarity with our security forces in fighting terrorism and defending the unity and integrity of the country. Now, a day after the attacks, the Indian government has also decided to revoke the most favored nation status accorded to Pakistan following a cabinet committee meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Then on Saturday, India went a step ahead and hiked the custom duties on goods imported from the neighboring country by 200%. In the wake of the strike, several protests have erupted in several places, which saw people coming and marching together against Pakistan. Reports have also emerged of Kashmiris across the country being assaulted and even charged for allegedly sharing anti-national messages. In one such incident, local goons gathered outside one of Dehradun's best girls' hostel and demanded an apology from Kashmiri girls for allegedly shouting "Pakistan Zindabad." The students later locked themselves up in their rooms, afraid of violence. Now, Aligarh Muslim University has also issued an advisory to its Kashmiri students, asking them not to move out of the campus. Now, what's next is that security agencies are preparing the dossier with the evidence gathered so far related to the attack, which will be given to the FATF, an international terror financing watchdog, to seek the country's blacklisting. An FATF blacklisting will lead to downgrading of Pakistan by multilateral lenders like IMF, World Bank and the ADB. Even as India-Pak tensions over the Pulwama attack simmer, the Kulbhushan Jadhav hearing at the International Court of Justice will start today and is going to be the next major flashpoint. Meanwhile, a trader's body, CAIT, has called for a nationwide trade ban on Monday to express solidarity with the families of security personnel martyred in the Pulwama attack. Traders in Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Punjab, Haryana and many other states will participate in the trade ban of February 18. Now, amid this heightened tensions environment between India and Pakistan over the Pulwama attack, the International Court of Justice, as mentioned, will begin the final round of hearing in Kulbhushan Jadhav's case on Monday. 47-year-old Jadhav was sentenced to death by Pakistani military court on charges of spying in April 2017. A day ahead of the hearing, Pakistan slammed India for not accepting that Jadhav was in Pakistan to perpetrate violence. In a statement, the neighboring country's foreign office said that India blaming Pakistan for the Pulwama attack was a part of its well-rehearsed tactics from playbook, which they resort to after such incidents. Moving on, the Enforcement Directorate will submit its report to the Rajasthan High Court on the questioning of Robert Vadra in the Bikaner land scam case. It is possible that the ED will seek the request for further questioning and even remove the stay on Vadra's arrest. The businessman, who is Priyanka Gandhi's husband, has had to face multiple rounds of interrogation after the High Court directed him and his partners at Skylight Hospitality Private to cooperate with the ED on the probe. According to the charge sheet filed by the Rajasthan police, the land allotted for the resettlement of people was fraudulently taken in collusion with the state government and then sold. Now, the Congress party in Kerala has called for a bandh today after two youth Congress workers were hacked to death in Kerala's Kasargod district on Sunday evening. The local unit of the Grand Old Party has alleged that the attack was carried out by CPM activists. The deceased, identified as 24-year-old Kripesh and 29-year-old Sarathal, were attacked by a gang as they were on the two-wheeler. While Kripesh died on the spot, Sarathal passed away on the way to the hospital in Mangalore. With this, let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories that you may have missed from yesterday. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Sunday, who is visiting Asia, confirmed that he has signed an investment agreement worth $20 billion with Pakistan. This move comes at a time when tensions between Pakistan and nuclear-armed rival India are flaring up. It's big for phase one, and definitely it will go every month and every year, and it will be beneficial to both countries, the Crown Prince said while addressing the media. This is the Prince's first official visit to Pakistan since his elevation to the position of a Crown Prince in April 2017. Cash-strapped and in need of friends, Pakistan has welcomed the Prince and the move with open arms. Day after it was flagged off by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the India's fastest train Vande Bharat Express broke down on Sunday morning, leaving 15 km away from the Tundla Junction in Uttar Pradesh. According to railway officials, the train began making weird noises early on Saturday morning, after which its brake jammed in one of the tailing coaches. Four coaches turned dead load, forcing loco pilots to halt. It is speculated that the snag in the train was caused when the train collided with the cow on the tracks. Soon after, the passengers were shifted to different trains and the operation is being reassessed. So that's all for today, but in the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya, signing off. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.